Hi there, welcome back to Tristan the Governator. Tristan the Governator, oh, that's interesting, slip of the tongue. Not to sound too sexy or anything. Ahem. But.
Good. Time now for a little bit of electric church music. Yeah, that's how the band like to call their music. And the band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Anyway. So, yeah, welcome back. Got my coffee here. It's actually more like chai. Cardamom and cinnamon and allspice and everything nice. Including me. So, yeah. Oh. I ran into this weird commercial on YouTube. It's for cf.spybriefing.com, and this guy, it looks like the typical blowhard Republican survivalist, which you know, survivalism is a good thing, definitely a good thing. In fact, we should take on survivalism as a nation and just cut out you know, take on the Green New Deal. I just did a podcast researching the Green New Deal. By 2030, we need to have 100% freedom from dependence on fossil fuel. It's clear and simple. It's clear and simple what we need, what we have to do, what we need to do, and what we have to do, what we must do. So, call and tweet and thank Rep. AOC for taking the lead on this. And what's the other? Shoot, I forget the other representative. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job. And I think, by the way, that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I believe she will just be old enough to run for president in 2024. And if she does, I want to run as her vice. I want to be your vice, my sweethearts. Let me be your vice president, because they don't know me, and I'll be your bulldog. Okay, I'm gonna tear these hater Russian Trump bots a new arsehole, and for you, I'm gonna be your, like your bodyguards. And I'm going to do you know, like the vice president historically doesn't have much power. That's why Lyndon Baines Johnson, emphasis on Bain, that's why he hated being vice president. One of the reasons he was probably part of the conspiracy against JFK, you know, and that should be that fact. Okay, here's another thing to add to the net. Hashtag new national curriculum. The JFK assassination as being a fucking putsch. That was a military coup that took place, and that's what it, you know, they covered it up so well and put it in a vault for 60 years, was it? Yeah, 60 years. Until Mr. T-Rump got the chance to break to us the truth of what happened. And all they did basically is leak, or so-called, quote, leak, unquote, or so-called leak, a non-existent, quote, story, unquote, that, yes, the CIA was involved. Yeah, you know, tell us something we don't already know. And, like, there was a survey about like 80% of Americans knew or thought that the CIA was involved. So you're not telling us anything we don't already know. And it's just probably because he's a Rethuglic cunt and he's covering for the other Rethuglic cunts, even though like George W. Bush, who should be indicted for treason and for his mass deception and his entire regime lying to the world about the existence of weapons of mass destruction, you know, thereby, you know, getting Colin Powell, you know, too bad he turned out to be an ass, he turned out to live up to his name, Colin Powell. Huh. An asshole who lived up to his name. Yeah, nobody gets, the only people that get a pass are the good people, in my book. From they should be tormented, relentlessly, taunted. Taunted relentlessly. We should be reviling them. All these motherfuckers until we revile them right out of office, okay? That's a little tip. Trista's tips and tricks for the Democrats. Trista's tips and tricks for the... Hey, that's a good podcast name. Stupid-ass Democrats. I'm blaming them, too, for giving us Trump and giving us fucking... okay, TikTok. No, a podcast and a TikTok. Podcast and a TikTok. Okay. Right. Tips and tricks. Touristas. Tips and tricks. For the Democrats. Democrats. Anyway. So yeah, I came across this stupid ass commercial and I wanted to turn it into a podcast because this motherfucker, he's spouting the bullshits that the insurrectionists looted and burned our cities last year. Fuck you, fucking racist. Obviously you're a racist, motherfucker. Anyway, I was trying to report him. It's whoever is this free ANU book. And cf.spybriefing.com. I was trying to report him for fucking terrorism. He's in hate speech. And now he's going on about defund the police being insane. And he didn't say the BLM, but it's hate speech. He's a fucking racist and because. You know, these motherfuckers, they're willfully ignorant of the fact, okay? Check your facts in at the door, motherfucker. They, mother freaker. Okay, have a new swear words, too, so I can maybe, well, actually, I heard with my podcast, when I'm pitching to the U of A student radio station, KMAP. K-A-M-P, camper. I'm a proud camper. That, you know, I'm pitching a rock and roll history show. Hey, that kind of rhymes. Rock and roll history show for the young people. I meant to tweet them or I meant to send them a message about, I'm in the process of that. I've got a couple pitches. Podcasts. And DJ music show, basically rock and roll history show, and my podcast. And apparently in my podcast, I can't, you know, if I do a show for them, I can't use music because of copyright issues. Well, how can I do, I want to do a rock and roll history show to turn the young people on to the good music we used to have. Before they were born, these millennials, you know, they need an edumification in rock history. And I'm volunteering to give it. Anyway, now I'm asking about, basically, I see it as starting a Twitter show with the Daily Wildcats. That would be neat. Like advertising with them every Friday. That's what I'm pitching to them. Only $15. Okay, so this month. Oh shit! Oh man. Oh, I blew it. I missed. I hit skip ads. Oh well. I'll have to come back and continue this podcast when I get that stupid ass dude again. But anyway, I wanted to show this as a way that the right wing fucking nuts in this country are trying to frame what happens as, you know, it was the BLM's fault. It was black people's fault. Blame it on black people. Fuck you. Fuck you, insurrectionists. Which is exactly why we need to lock up these motherfuckers that took, mother freakers that took part in January 6th. So go, if you're listening, if you can hear this podcast, it's a fucking miracle, okay? So you got to, please, go sign my Move On petition and share it! https://bit.ly/3ka1mmd. Okay, if you didn't catch that, rewind. And also call Congress, 202-224-3121. And call the White House, 202-456-1111. You're not doing anything anyway. You're just sitting on your ass. Your fat, lardy, American, obese ass. Morbidly obese arse. Which reminds me, I'm going to do something about my own fat ass and start riding my e-bike. So that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to try to find this, get this commercial again so I could continue this podcast. But anyway, if I can't find it, then maybe I'll just post this independently. What would be the title? The right-wing nuts in this country need to be reined in. Okay, bye.